Collins is on the line now. Thanks a lot for joining us, Andy.
Hey, yeah, good evening. That's a real Yorkshire Christmas, isn't it, playing Ghost Town while the rest of the country's playing Slade. But there you go, I like that.
Well, we've had that on, Andy. There's only so many times, isn't there? There's only so many times, mate.
Andy, fantastic to have you on. And first off, I've got to ask about the taking over the presidency of the RFL. I imagine you're delighted to take over the role.
Oh, goodness me, what an honour. A tremendous honour. I mean, obviously, it's a ceremonial role, so I'm not in any decision-making capacity, but I just see it as my job to promote the sport. I've really grown to love it. I'll be honest, it wasn't my first love as a kid, but over the years as I've got older, it's become my main sport in many ways. You know, it's what I watch a lot of. I've played a bit, my son plays, and it's just a tremendous honour that I've been given.
Oh, it's fantastic to hear there, Andy. And like you say, not in the decision-making side of things, but I imagine on more of getting the word out to people about rugby league. I imagine a fantastic time to start in July, because obviously everything we've seen with the internationals, how well England have got on in the World Cup this time around.
Oh, that was huge progress, wasn't it? I mean, I think that tournament really showed England building a lot from where they were a few years ago, and getting close now. And we've got to take that, haven't we, and go from there. More broadly, I just see it as my role to promote the sport. I think it's undersold, isn't it, by not yourselves, but the media more generally. I don't think they give it a fair crack of the whip, to be honest. I think the game is better than people give it credit for. It's got so much to offer. And I just see it as my job to get that message out there. And I will use whatever profile I've got to give it that real push that it needs.
Well, we had more live games than anyone else last year, rugby league-wise, so we're quite proud of that. And I saw you tweeting throughout the World Cup, and we really do need to shout out from the rooftops, don't we, about our great game. I think we're great at telling each other how great the game is, but maybe the ordinary man who might be a football fan or lady, we're not good at telling them about our game and getting them involved in our game.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's difficult for us at times, because we all know we live in a London-centric country. And the game of the London establishment is rugby union, isn't it? Let's be honest. So it gets more of the airtime when it comes to the national media. So we're fighting a bit of an uphill battle, but let's not kind of get into victim mode. I think we've got so much to be proud of. The game, in my view, is really buoyant at every level, particularly at the grassroots. It's rooted in its community, and obviously you can't say that of other sports, particularly football. There are so many positives here. And yes, we all need to get out on the front foot and sell it more. You know, sometimes I see rugby league fans are arguing amongst themselves, and let's put that behind us and get out there and sell this great game of ours. It really is a truly great community sport.
That's true. That's one thing with rugby league, to be fair. We do love a good moan at times, to be fair, don't we, Mark?
You know, a little.
Hey, you can't leave me out of this.
Yorkshire, but yeah, we do it a bit over here as well.
Your team...
You've got one up on us at the moment as well. Your clubs are doing well, and it's nice to see.
Well, we didn't want to mention it, Andy, but now you've mentioned it, obviously. Your club, Lee, down back in the Championship, but hoping to come straight back, I guess.
Yeah, I think, a tough year. But having said that, a much better experience for Lee Rugby League Club than when we were last in Super League just over a decade ago. The club is stronger now. It knows what's needed at that level. But I think, next time we'll stick there, I think. We'll go up the third time and then we'll stay there, because I think we know what's needed. It's hard for clubs in the Championship. And if there's one issue I want the game to address, it's that, and really kind of building on the Super 8s and making sure that, we have a healthy competition where clubs in the Championship can aspire to Super League status. It's a big gap, isn't it, to bridge at the moment. And Lee are getting there, but, we're not quite there yet. But next time I think we'll be in... We'll be there to stay next time we go up.
And can I ask you, as a man from the wrong side of the Pennines, who did you want to win the grand final? Did you want Castleford or did you want Leeds to win? I guess it's a bit like asking you if you're earache or toothache, but I'll ask you the question anyway.
A little bit, yeah. I'll probably go Castleford. I'm probably losing a few of your listeners there, aren't I now?
No. We're quite big on Castleford as well as Leeds.
Yvette Cooper's one of my old friends, of course, and I know she's had a bit to do with the club down the years, so I was kind of rooting for them, or Yvette, I think, was probably where I was. I think Leeds have, they've had a great decade and more, haven't they? And I thought Cass, they were the best team, if we're honest. I think last season they played the best rugby, I thought, anyway. I'm no expert, but that was my judgment, and I thought they deserved it. It was a shame, isn't it? Often the team that plays well throughout the season finds they haven't got enough left when it comes to the final sprint. But still, I thought they were brilliant cast. But well done Leeds too, and Yorkshire Rugby's in good heart, isn't it?
It is. You're going to be getting it this next 12 months as well. We've no intention of relinquishing that title, so we'll be giving it to you boys. Don't worry about that. In the role, what are you looking at doing? What would you like to achieve in your role?
Well, I would like to, as I say, promote the sport and use whatever profile I've got in my current role to do that. I try and do a bit of it, but I think with this platform, I can do even more now. And so I will talk to some of the media organisations, and I will try and improve that profile. More specifically, I'd like to do something to promote the game in Greater Manchester, which is where obviously my elected responsibilities lie. So, take for instance Swinton Lions, who've had a difficult few years. I'd like to see them, to see if we can get them back established in closer to home in the Salford borough. So issues like that matter to me as well. And obviously just supporting our grassroots clubs, they do a terrific job. My son played for Lee Miners for a number of years, so I know the grassroots scene across Greater Manchester pretty well. The clubs are strong, and they do so much in their communities, and I think they need a bit more of a lift at times, don't they? And I see it's my job to get round them and celebrate what they're doing.
They're certainly doing fantastic to hear as well. And obviously, being a Leeds fan yourself, you've seen the promotion and you've seen the relegation. What do you think of the structure as a whole at the moment, Andy? Are you a fan of the promotion, relegation and the eights as it is at the moment? Because it seems to be some of the debate, so what's going to be happening in the future now?
Well, I was the one, or one of many, calling for it going back 7 or 8 years ago. I was a bit of a thorn in the side for the RSL. I'm surprised that I found myself in this position. But no, to be fair, they responded, didn't they? And I think the Super 8s work. I mean, I don't know if I'm a kind of minority voice in saying that, but they're exciting and every game matters and everyone's got something to play for right to the end. I think, if anything, it creates a lull in the middle of the season as people kind of hunker down, getting ready for the Super 8. But my feeling is they've brought quite a lot of excitement, and they've kind of helped bridge that gap between Championship and Super League, as I was saying before. It's a clever structure, I think. So I'm sure it can be improved further still, but it's a long way better than where we were, where the door was shut on those clubs. Clubs like Featherstone, Halifax over your side, who likely would want to see themselves up there. So I think it's been a good innovation in my view. It can be improved further still, I'm sure, but let's not throw it away.
Well, certainly just see what happens there. And just got to ask as well, with the 2018 season rolling around at this early stage, Andy, who do you reckon, if you had to put a pound on anyone, who do you think might take it this time around?
It's interesting, isn't it? It was a very open competition last year, wasn't it? Anybody could beat anybody, pretty much. Even early doors, Lee got big wins against Wigan, Warrington. So, I think the Super League last year was a very competitive league, and I don't think it was anyone team that stood out. I don't know, Hull are building all the time, aren't they? And obviously big win for them in the Challenge Cup. I think they're getting stronger every year. I don't know. I think that they're going to be one to watch. But I'm no complete expert on these matters, but I just think, we've got a job on our hands in Greater Manchester to try and wrest the balance of power back over here, I think.
Well, we'll try our hardest to keep it over this side. Just finally as well, Andy, I know you're a big Everton fan and it's a big game against Chelsea tomorrow. It's going to be a tasty one. Are you confident now under Big Sam that your lads can pull off some results over Christmas now?
I'll be honest, it's taken me a while to warm to the Big Sam era, but you can't knock the results, can you? I mean, they've really had a great run, and it shows obviously that confidence was low, and Sam is a manager who brings that, hasn't he? And he's given them their confidence back. So yeah, I think they're playing some good football. They're organised again, so let's see if we can keep the run going. It's again. A difficult situation, isn't it, with the league almost looking like it's over come Christmas. And so it's football's got its own challenges in that way, hasn't it? But I'm more confident than I was, and the spectre of relegation sadly is not hanging over Everton. Sadly, thankfully I should say, is not hanging over Everton Football Club this season. But we don't want to go down where some of those West Yorkshire clubs have gone.
Yeah, he had to get one in, didn't he? Just because of rubbish at rugby league, he's had to get one in on the football.
I'm praising you too much, haven't I?
No, well, if we give it out, we've got to take it.
That's true.
We'll one all. We'll call it one all.
One all. We'll settle for that, won't we? But it was great talking to you, fellas, and have a good Christmas and all the very best to all of your listeners over there.
Really.